Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of the day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people in the world, president of the Galen Institute, founder, member of the Consensus Group, author of a bunch of books on healthcare. She is the preeminent global expert on market-based healthcare policies. And she's been sharing those ideas, and we've been learning from her all these years now. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Where should we be focusing our time, our attention, our energy, our attitude? What should we be doing now going forward? I've been breaking this down into pre-pandemic. That was what we knew before. Mid-pandemic, this wormhole we're going through right now, and then post-pandemic, where are we going to be on the other side? So as we cross the Rubicon of mid-pandemic, heading off into post-pandemic, what should we focus on?
All of the experts say, listen to the data, follow the science. Okay, we do have, as you say, now several months of data. We know that older men are the most vulnerable. That people with multiple chronic conditions who are over 65 are the most vulnerable, that the highest number likely to get infected, and they're most likely to die. The most vulnerable are people in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. That is where the outbreaks have spread and where public policy has been almost criminally bad.
Yes, especially
when
New York State.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued his directive in late March, saying that nursing homes were not allowed to refuse any patient,
wow,
and they were not allowed to test on whether or not they had COVID or not. And if somebody had been a resident, had gone to the hospital, they had to let them back. Well, guess what? Nursing homes have become the hotbed.
That's right.
For
almost 50% of the deaths
are
from
because
nursing
of
homes,
these policies. I'm sorry?
Is it almost 50% of the deaths are from nursing homes?
Yes.
It's a high percentage.
And in Pennsylvania, it's two-thirds. So, goodness gracious, we have schools closing because, and when we know that the incidence of even infection, much less death, among school-age children is almost nil.
Yeah.
And yet, and parents cannot go back to work as long as the schools are closed.
Right.
People are really struggling with homeschooling.
Kids are losing learning.
There's
no way they're learning as
Absolutely.
Well as they would be if they were. Because we got some households where the family's not capable really of providing homeschooling.
And so, Zoom classes, you know, 45 minutes a week, that's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing I wanted to point out, Grace Marie, I'm not insensitive to this. Both of my parents in their last months were in a nursing home, and they both died there. So this is a touchy subject for me. But we have to realize that at some point in time, we need to determine how many of those people who died in a nursing home from COVID were going to die this year anyway. We don't need to mark those off to COVID.
And I think that's also an important way to really look at the data, because if you are 85 and you've got multiple chronic conditions, then you're vulnerable anyway. And yet, of course, on the death certificate, it now must say COVID.
That's right.
Why is that? Because Medicare pays much more if somebody dies with COVID. Mm. Not from COVID,
mm-hmm.
And if they get ventilated, then they get almost $40,000 for that patient. So, of course, our numbers are completely skewed. Our numbers of infection and cases are much higher than the rest of the world, and it's partly because of the payment policy that Democrats, frankly, insisted on as part of the COVID response. And it's just, it's so distorting, and it really, it makes it look worse than it is, first of all, and you are not focusing on how can we really get the economy moving, how can we get people's immunological systems mm-hmm. healthy again, get out there, start
interacting. The reason this information is so important.
We need herd immunity.
We
yeah.
need the herd immunity, and the reason this data you're talking about is so important is you and I both know next year we're going to be hit with COVID-21. It's already morphing. It's already evolving. We're going to be hit with COVID-21. We can't go through this again, Grace Marie.
We can't.
We have to learn from this and know how to respond more effectively, more granularly.
And as much as the pharmaceutical industry has stepped up to, I mean, they have shut down other manufacturing. Mm-hmm. They are repurposing their manufacturing facilities. There are multiple efforts going forward to find a vaccine. But if we get a new virus, we're going to have a new vaccine.
Another vaccine.
We have to go through this all over
again.
We
can't outrace these things with vaccines. We've got to come back to the hard truth that we live in a dangerous world. People live, people die. We all have to learn how to manage risk. What do you think? Is that too rude?
Absolutely. And you're so right about all the people who are not getting the medical care that they need. They're not getting the infusions mm-hmm. for their osteoporosis. We're going to find out with broken bones.
That's right.
They're not getting lab tests to see if they have cancer. Mm-hmm. Cancer, they may wind up with a stage 4 instead of a stage 1 cancer.
We're going to read statistics 5 years from now that will tell us about an increased incidence in those kinds of chronic diseases because of this and deaths.
I'm about to do a phone call with Dr. Michael Burgess, who's the ranking Republican on the House Energy Committee.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. Tell us about that after the break. And also, folks, some of the policy issues she's tracking. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.